What role does the planet Mars play in your relationship? Discover the secret influences of the masculine dynamic force, Mars, which helps men to understand what type of man he is, and helps women understand what type of men they are attracted to. Next, we will take a look at the superior and inferior gates of the body, through which our energy is channeled either upwards to the higher spiritual levels, or downwards into inferior and low worlds. We meditate today upon the sixth center of force, Ajna Chakra, and aim to amplify the energy at this level. Stay tuned together with your yogi hosts, Amaris, Valentino, and Tiger Lily.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, your guide to sacred love. I'm your host, Amaris. Mars across the zodiac, a relational perspective. Mars's position in a certain zodiacal sign can tell us important things about the manner in which a particular human being chooses to act, the type of will he or she manifests, and what gives him or her a dynamic, active disposition. In a man's natal chart, Mars can tell us very much about his masculinity, especially from an erotic point of view, about the way he acts as a lover, the way he likes to make love, as well as the degree to which he can control his basic instincts and his sexual potential. In a woman's natal chart, Mars's position shows the type of man who sexually attracts her, as well as the degree to which she can become aware of her inner masculine side, her animus. Mars in Aries. This position is very favorable to Martian energy, Aries representing Mars's daily house. Human beings who present this position have a great amount of energy and they manifest with high intensity, being extremely dynamic and active, endowed with a strong will and efficiency, especially in physical activities, manifesting preferences for athletics, box, bodybuilding, motorcycle and car races, football, and so on. They have a lot of courage and they like to risk, to live at a high intensity, giving others the impression that they're tireless. The men who present this position are very fiery, always in action, impulsive and sometimes tending to become aggressive if constrained not to manifest their energy. They like to get involved in love affairs, not so much for pleasure as for the sake of living intensely. Generally, they're very masculine, both as attitude and as physical structure, often having a strong and muscular body. When first meeting someone, they tend to act immediately, in a non-elusive way, having the courage to overtly express their intentions. They're also very focused upon the present moment, and live very intensely when making love. Because of this extreme intensity, they can sometimes appear a little bit aggressive and less refined, subtlety and tenderness not being their main qualities. In spite of these flaws, they are sincere in their feelings. They're highly appreciated by women who prefer the athletic type of man, a man who can make love on a motorcycle or in the elevator without feeling uncomfortable. They generally have good control of their erotic energy. The only problem which may appear in this and in other fields of their lives is excessive speed. Women who have this astrological position are generally highly aware of their masculine side, having sometimes the tendency to behave like men in their attitude, in their speech, or in their clothing. They like challenges and have powerful reactions, and they appreciate men endowed with a strong and well-shaped body, with a very masculine attitude. They have the tendency to be domineering, up to the moment when they meet a man stronger than them. Then they give up their behavior and become very devoted lovers. Mars across the zodiac, a relational perspective. Mars in Taurus. This planetary position is not beneficial for Martian energy. The immobile Earth of the Taurus decreases fire, Mars's specific element. The persons who have this position are endowed with a strong vitality, but they lack dynamism and the power to sublime. They are difficult to mobilize, they are not firm, and their actions are motivated rather by the satisfaction of basic instincts and of pragmatic aims. Men who have Mars in Taurus have a good vitality and physical resistance, and like to make love for long periods of time, being very attached to their lover's body. It can be pleasant to make love with this type of man, but a relationship with them is often constrictive, especially for the women who have subtler and more spiritual aspirations. This position predisposes both women and men to great possessiveness and attachment, transforming after a while these people into something stifling for their lovers. Mars in Taurus makes them have a rather passive attitude at the beginning of the relationship, waiting to be wooed for long before acting. But you mustn't forget the fact that, once decided, they have a lot of vitality and their actions will be constant and persistent. When someone succeeds in making them give up their inertness, they're capable of great efforts so as to be with their beloved. If you know you're not serious in your intentions, you'd better not provoke them, because it is hard to stop them afterwards. Their actions are also highly motivated by pleasure and by material security. They have a strong instinct for self-preservation, and it is hard, almost impossible, to convince them to get involved in dangerous and original actions. They prefer a more traditional conduct, and they tend to choose one person to whom to be loyal, and from whom they expect the same attitude. They like to work in the middle of nature, and they can be keen on tourism, gardening, having ranches, or being involved in natural sciences like botany, zoology, anatomy, and so on. This position also predisposes to actions motivated by excessive material possessions, houses, lands, expensive clothes, jewelry, or other expensive objects. The main qualities of this position are stability, resistance, and persistence in actions. The women with this position are highly attached to the physical presence of their lovers and to the tangible manifestations of their feelings. Their lovers must act in order to show their feelings and bring them material proofs of their love. This type of women are less aware of their inner masculine side, which makes them dependent on the physical presence of a man, and they have to cultivate their masculine qualities, especially independence and detachment, unless they want to become stifling, going from fidelity, which is one of the great qualities of this position, to possessiveness. They need to realize that they have, in a potential form, all the qualities they long for so much when a man attracts them.
This is Tantra FM, the key to your heart. I'm your host, Valentino. The superior and inferior axis gates of the body. Part 1. The superior and inferior gates of the body have already been mentioned in the article, The Temple of the Body. So briefly, the superior gates are all the orifices placed in the area of the head, the mouth, nose, eyes, ears, and the opening on top of the head, visible for a short time when you are a baby. The inferior gates are the anus and the genitals. All these are ways through which the force of life is channeled either to come out or to get inside the body. From this point of view, the superior gates are more efficient because they lead to high spiritual states. Tantra says that the inferior gates lead the consciousness to inferior forms of existence, even subhuman ones. The force of life is divided into two main energetic fields, one ascendant called prana and the other one descendant called apana. Usually prana appears in the region of the heart and acts as an intelligent string of energy whose role is to maintain life. Apana appears generally in the inferior region between the stomach and the anus. There are three other types of energy, which are placed in the area of the navel, neck, and around the entire body. These types of energy are named Samana, Udana, and Vyana. Thus, there are five energetic strings of energy. Prana, ascendant motion located around the heart. Apana, descendant motion located around the anus. Samana, around the belly button. Udana, around the neck. And Vyana, throughout the entire body. Each of these five currents of energy has a well-determined function in the body, having a role in our general state of health. Goraksha Shatakam presents the following allegorical description of Jiva's motion throughout the body. Just like a ball that comes back into the air when it is smashed against the ground, Jiva, or the individual soul, does the same thing when led up and down by prana and apana. When you obtain control over the motion of the individual soul, or Jiva, and can focus it in a single place, only then will you be able to conduct your life exactly the way you want to. Tantra says that a person can change his or her own destiny and not accept it fatalistically. The Tantras, secret tantric texts, say that these energetic strings, both ascendant and descendant, can be controlled and unified through different physical techniques, or through the force of the mind, and by practicing certain hatha yoga positions, such as reversed postures, namely Shirsasana and Sarvangasana. Gyananda Samhita presents a description of the way reversed positions help to control the flow of energy in its different forms. Normally, the solar force resides around the navel, while the lunar force resides around the head. The sun consumes the divine nectar springing from the moon, and this is the cause of death. However, one may overcome death by practicing Shirsasana in the following way. Place your head on the ground and support it with your hands. Raise your legs in the air and remain like this. The flow of energy reverses, and thus you will be able to control the energies of life and to prevent premature aging and death. The contraction of the anal sphincters and the abdominal contractions help the transmutation of the descendant flow of energy. You can get the same result with the mind by focusing and visualizing on redirecting the energy upwards. When apana unites with prana, the spirit centers itself in the heart. During intercourse, subtle energies strongly vibrate, elevate, and expand. In the moment of ejaculation, an electric charge, like a thrill or a vibration that almost stops you from breathing, is acutely perceived. The heart beats faster, the face becomes flushed, energy flows in waves through the orifices of the body, and the mystical moment, the one where spirits come together, is wasted in ejaculation. The ecstatic, vibrating sentiment gets lost, and the body becomes cold and empty. Unpleasant thoughts start to pop up in the mind, and an involuntary contraction might go through the body. The apparent death is one of the most frequent themes in both Eastern and Western erotic treaties. Though this experience seems very attractive because of the fact that it leads to forgiveness, Tantra shows us that the apparent death, or the little death, is a negative form of mysticism, connected to the loss of communion with the universal source. Traditional texts show us that before erotic experiences end, the body's orifices will block the energies from flowing between the two lovers, because the couple often wastes its own ecstatic potential energy due to the fact that the union of their consciousness is too short in the case of intercourse without sexual continence.
Let us perform a meditation with the following theme, amplifying the sixth center of force, Ajna Chakra. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, You can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Focus your attention between your eyebrows, which represents the projection of Ajna chakra in your physical body. This chakra represents the superior mental consciousness, which allows the direct perception of the invisible worlds and of the subtler aspects of manifested universe. It induces and controls a superior form of intuition, clairvoyance, extrasensory perceptions, the ability to anticipate certain events that have yet to happen, and the instantaneous ability to perceive all the qualities of any human being. The harmonious activation of Ajna chakra grants mental insight, telepathic capacities, self-control, mental understanding through intellectual identification, and creative intelligence. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect. Amplifying the sixth center of force, Ajna chakra. Let us begin. Thank you.
That's all we have time for today. I'm Tiger Lily, wishing you love and light.